أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with Surah Al-Isra, we're looking at section 5, which is the consequences and advice to those who rejected revelation, ayah 40 to 60. And yesterday we stopped at ayah 46. We looked at the concept where Allah says that He has placed between those who do not believe in the hereafter and the recitation of Quran hijabam mastura, a barrier which in itself is almost covered. In other words, that personality, that thought process in the head which says, I know it all, I don't need to know anymore. And I mentioned that the Quran can only be understood if we approach it with intellectual humility. Now let's carry on, because Allah described in ayah 46 that their hearts have a seal on them which prevents the light of revelation to enter, and there's a heaviness in their ears. And the moment you mention your Rabb, you mention in the Quran, they turn their backs. Very often we say, oh, not another majlis, oh, not another recitation of Quran, not another class explaining it. That's exactly the same thing. And then he continues in ayah 47 when he says, نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَسْتَمِعُونَ بِهِ. We know best what they listen to is يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ, when they listen to you. That means we know what's going on in their heads whilst they're listening to you and what they're thinking. And then he says, وَإِذْ هُمْ نَجْوَى, and also when they're on their own, in secret, we know what's going on, what they're conspiring towards. إِذْ يَقُولُ الظَّالِمُونَ, and those who are unjust say, إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ, to those who follow, إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْخُولًا, that you're following somebody who is possessed of magic. So he's casting a spell on you with his words. It's nothing else. So when they see someone even inclined towards the Quran, that's what they say. And then Allah says, "Unzur kayfa darabu laka al-amthal fadhallu fala yastati'una sabila." He's telling the Prophet, look what they're doing. They're likening you to something that's making them spellbound with words. They've actually gone astray. They cannot find the way. So he's saying, look how they talk about you. And now really, really strong words against these people who covered up the truth. He says, وَقَالُوا, and he said, إِذَا كُنَّا إِذَامًا وَرُفَاتًا إِنَّا لَمَبُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا. Because they say, when we will have become bones and decayed particles, shall we be raised up, being a new creation? So you can see their root is, we do not believe in accountability of the hereafter. Now look at the harshness. Allah says, قُلْ كُونُوا هِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا, become stones or iron. Resurrection was explained so well to them. He's not even telling them, become earth, because earth has a potential of life. He says stones and iron because they have no potential to raise life. In other words, Allah is saying enough is enough. He also says, أَوْ خَلْقًا مِمَّا يَكْبُرُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ, or even become some other creatures, those who are too hard to receive life in your minds. فَسَيَكُولُ, but then they will say, مَنْ يُعَيْدُنَا كُلِ الَّذِي فَتَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, they say, who will return us? Tell them, O Muhammad, the one who created you at first. But you know what? قُلِ الَّذِي فَتَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, say that to them. But فَسَيُنْغِذُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ, but they will shake their heads at you. وَيَقُولُونَ, and they will say, مَتَى هُوَ, they will say, when will it be? قُلْ, tell them, أَسَعِنْ يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا, perhaps it is near. يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ, on the day when he will call all of you. This is talking to all of those who covered up the truth. فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ, and at that time you will try to respond with his praise. وَتَظُنُّونَ, and you will think, إِن لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, that you only lived for a little time on this earth. So this ayah, or these ayat, show us the stubbornness of those who covered up the truth in sticking to only what they believed in. They understood the hereafter. They understood accountability, but they did not want to acknowledge it, and therefore called the Prophet a man possessed of magic, somebody who cast a spell on them with his words. Inshallah, we will continue with this section tomorrow. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.